You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You know, we just got the Hollywood writers back. I see that all the late night guys have, you know, been crowing about it and how happy they are. And it's so good to be back. Well, now that that strike is over, got a load of this. If things don't get worked out in the next 24 hours, we can see the largest healthcare strike in history.
Oh, my God.
75,000 members of Kaiser Permanente could walk off the job tomorrow. Kaiser says even if they strike, hospitals and emergency rooms would remain open, but you might have to reschedule your doctor's appointments and stuff. Check with your doctor.
You're going to have to put off that heart attack. Is what you're going to have to do.
Yeah. So, check with your doctor.
Did they ever finish the automotive one? I think that one's still going too, right?
Strikes galore.
Man, people be striking.
Hey, you can thank inflation, but your Thin Mints are going up in price. I say Girl Scout cookies will go from about $5 a box to $6 a box.
Well,
don't say it. You and I can both think it, and we don't have to say it.
Guess I'll save $6 this year instead of $5.
We'll
I said it.
We'll think about it without.
I said it. There. It needed to be said.
So there. It'll be more expensive
okay,
for you this year.
That's a bummer.
Halloween season is officially upon us. Most of my neighbors have got all their decorations up now. I'm waiting on the one house just down the way that has a whole like fleet of skeletons.
Love that.
And they set them up in different maneuvers. The best one ever was because Halloween comes during like the baseball playoffs, and so they set up all of these skeletons on their front yard playing a baseball game. And they even had a skeleton umpire. They had a bench with some skeletons sitting on the bench. You have a pitcher throwing to a skeleton at bat. I mean, pretty remarkable. They've also set them up as football players playing a football game.
So cool.
They don't have the skeletons up yet. When they do, I'll take a photo and I'll post it for everybody because it is the best that I've seen from anyone. Anyway, Variety Magazine has published their list of the best Halloween movies ever. I don't know about this list because there are some classics that are not on here, and then it is chock full of movies I've never heard of. So maybe it's just a chance to see some scary movies that we haven't seen before. At number one on the list, though, best Halloween movie ever, they went with, no, not Hocus Pocus. They picked that at number two.
Pretty Woman.
They went with the original Jamie Lee Curtis Halloween movie from the late 70s.
So. Ah, that's garbage.
I'm not familiar. It's fine. I'm not familiar with number three, Trick or, just like apostrophe R, Trick or Treat from 2007. You ever heard of that one?
No.
I hadn't either.
Mm-mm.
So when you go to fast food drive-thru, what's your go-to fast food
drive-thru? It's going to be Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you go to fast food drive-thru, how quickly are they getting
your sandwich to you?
How quickly are they getting your death sent
actually,
out
my
to
Cobb
you?
Salad when I go to Chick-fil-A. Thank you.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The fastest, according to a report, and they do an annual report, who has the fastest drive-thru, and that will go to Taco Bell.
Hey.
The average is 4 minutes and 39 seconds because that's a full minute faster than the overall average of all fast food places, which is 5 minutes, 43 seconds.
Okay.
So if you're like, I'm hungry, hurry, get my food to me, get my burrito to me, Taco Bell. But then you turn it around and you're like, wait a minute, but who's the most accurate? If you ever saw, what was it, one of the Lethal Weapon movies with Joe Pesci, and he has a pretty classic line about what they do to you in the drive-thru, and I can't say it on the radio. But, you know, you drive off, and then you look in the bag, and you're like, oh, they got my order wrong. Who's the most accurate overall? That goes to Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
They also ask people, they're like, how are these all of these various fast food places screwing up your order? Like, what's the most common screw up? Talk about a first world problem. The number one thing people complain about with fast food screwing up their order is like, I asked for no ice and they put ice in my drink.
Oh, well, they're just like so routine. It's like they're not paying attention to that.
I know. It's like an assembly line almost at some point. So, anyway, like I said, Total first world problem.
Your boys in the morning, Dom and Jeremy.
All right, a couple big concert announcements dropped yesterday. The Queen of Christmas is officially defrosting right now, and she's going to be ready to celebrate with Colorado. Mariah Carey announced the return of her Christmas tour yesterday. 13 dates across the United States of America, and the Merry Christmas One and All tour will make a stop in D-Town at Ball Arena November 21st. So
that's Thanksgiving week. Couple of days before Thanksgiving. That'll get everybody festive, I guess.
Tickets are going to be available with several pre-sales beginning tomorrow and another general sale beginning Friday, it looks like. So there's that. And then the other one that was announced, Foo Fighters announced a massive run of summer stadium concerts yesterday. Their concert tour is called Everything or Nothing at All Tour. Woo! Cute. Anyway, they're coming to Empower Field on August 3rd of next year. So,
and that is a
save
Saturday.
The date.
It's a Saturday night, too, dude.
General ticket sales begin this Friday if you want to go see the Foo Fighters. Dave Grohl's book is in my queue. I'm dying to read his book.
Yeah, Gretchen read it.
She like it? Good, bad?
She did.
Okay, good. I kind of want to get the audiobook of that, though, because I want him to read it. I want to listen to him
telling
his story.
That's what she did.
Done. I'm going to do it.
Yeah, she got the audiobook, and she really enjoyed it. And okay. I watched a documentary last night, and I had no idea why he was in it, Dave Grohl. But it was a documentary about the classic record store called Tower Records
how they came
to be. And then they, you know, went into bankruptcy. And it turns out Dave Grohl worked for Tower Records at one point. He was a clerk. Clerk at Tower Records.
Isn't that funny?
So he was on camera a lot talking about them.
That's pretty cool.
And you know what? After all of that, how do we not play Foo Fighters out of the trending report?
It's
so
in the Constitution.
We'll play some Foo Fighters for you here in a minute.
All right, so it's a really bad time to book a vacation to Paris. They're saying just 10 months before the opening of the Paris 2024 Summer Olympics, the French capital is battling an invasion of bed bugs. A ton of videos online. These little bugs, as you know, feed on the blood of humans and animals. They crawl around everywhere, and right now, they are on all the trains. They're in hotels, vacation rentals, movie theaters, airports, passenger boats. They are everywhere. The videos of the train passengers that they have been sharing online, where their people are sitting there on the train and they're watching these bugs crawl across their knees, you know, and, you know, over them, and they're on the arms of the armrests and everything. Freaky AF, man. So anyway,
and all of those
they're trying to kill them all.
Are going to come back home and just
and
spread
just
them all over
spread
here.
Spread the bed bugs all over the planet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to get it knocked out before the Olympics fires up. But man,
that's a black eye for Paris,
nasty,
isn't it?
Right? Nasty. So here's some more Taylor Swift updates. I guess her presence helped Sunday Night Football get about 27 million viewers across all platforms, including a massive spike in the ladies, helping drive that increase, taking a peek at Tay-Tay. And then we saw her, you know, roll in with Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman, and I guess they're all, you know, with Deadpool characters, because Hugh Jackman's going to be Wolverine in the new one that's coming up, and Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool. So now there's rumors out there saying that Taylor Swift might be in that movie. Consensus is a superhero called Dazzler, a rock star slash superhero with the power to turn sound vibrations into light and energy beams. Think that's true? Could be.
I don't know, but I mean, only stands to reason that would be her next move, because she tiptoed into movies with that horrible Cats movie.
Well, that's right. She did, didn't she?
Right? And so she's due to, now with all of her fame, she's due now to do like a superhero movie.
So that'd be kind of cool. So rumor has it, that's the deal with that. It's National Boyfriend Day for anybody that cares. Maybe a day to spoil your boyfriend just a little bit. I do like this story about the Marine Corps relaxing their uniform standards because of an ongoing camouflage shortage, Dom. Woodland patterned camis are not available right now, so they're letting the Marines wander around in their desert fatigues. And deployment gear is what they're calling it, but you're not going to see them wandering around in the woodland patterned camis right now. My thought on this is do you think they're just all like in a pile somewhere in a warehouse and they can't see them?
Hey, I get it.
Because they're camouflaged?
I get it.
Found them. Let me give you one more story, Dom. I think you might like this. You thought home prices in Colorado were high. How about NASA embarking on a mission to return to the moon with long-term plans to build a subdivision on the moon? Not just for astronauts, but for civilians. They're saying they want to shoot for 2024 for the first subdivision in space on the moon. They're going to utilize... check that. 2040. 2040 is when they want to do it.
2040.
2040.
All right.
They're going to use a 3D printer up there with moon concrete. What did they call it? Lunar concrete derived from the moon's surface. So they're going to print all this stuff with moon concrete. What do you think that's going to go for? How much are those houses going to be?
I don't know, but you could go up there and be the first HOA president. So.
This place needs some color is what it needs. All right, instead of clickbait this month, we're doing Croctober. So make your way over to our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB.
I posted today's
recipe. A couple people messaged me, and they're like, I need an appetizer recipe because they're doing a bunch of football games and stuff because the CU and all that. So anyway, it's a buffalo chicken meatballs this morning. My little side note was get your tissues out because your nose is going to be running like crazy because these babies are spicy. So anyway, get today's Croctober recipe on our Facebook page. Just search Dom and Jeremy. Croctober.